Track 9, using the time values. If you have not listened to track 8, called Time Values, please do so before listening to this track. Please start by putting in the left bracket and the right bracket and put your cursor in between the two brackets. The time value sets the tempo of a song. And as you have learned from the previous track, each note, such as a quarter note, is assigned to a time value, for example, 500. This time value gets divided up to help words sound like natural singing. Let's start with the word we, which would be phonetically spelled W-I-Y. Now the first rule of thumb is, when a word starts with a consonant, such as W, always go to the next sound in the word, which in this case would be the E sound. Because this word only has two sounds to it, the W sound, W, and the E sound, E, this word is assigned the entire 500. So you would put in W, I, Y, left angle bracket, 500, right angle bracket. And if you have Dectalk speak, it would sound like we. Now, if you have entered the phonetic spelling and time value, please delete it. The next word we are going to demonstrate is mom, which is phonetically spelled M-A-O-M. And remember the first rule, don't count the first sound, which in this word would be the M sound. The second sound in this word is R, but it's not the ending sound. The ending sound in this word is M, which can be held. So because you would want most of the emphasis to be on the vowel sound, you would assign it to a time value such as 350. This would leave 150 to be put on the M sound. So you would have M, A, O, left angle bracket, 350, right angle bracket, M, left angle bracket, 150, right angle bracket. And if you tell Dectalk to speak, it would sound like mom. Now, if you have entered the phonetic sound and the time value, please delete it. Let's now take a word like met. Met has three sounds in it, m, et. Now once again, skip over the first sound, which in this case would be the m sound. Now examine the last two sounds, the e and the t sound. The T or T sound cannot be held out for more than 100 milliseconds, so you take 100 away from 500, which leaves 400 milliseconds left for the meh sound in the word met. So, type in M-E-H, then a left angle bracket, then put in the number 400, then a right angle bracket, then the letter T, then a left angle bracket, then the number 100, then a right angle bracket. Now when you have Dectalk speak, you will hear met. There are certain letters that when they come at the end of a word, cannot be held out for more than 100 milliseconds. These letters are as follows. B, C, H, D, G, J, H, K, P, T, and W. These letters, when at the end of a word, can't be assigned to a value over 100 milliseconds. Now, if you have entered the phonetic spelling or the time value, please delete them. Let's go back and talk more about the beginning of a word. We have mentioned that if you want the beginning of a word to sound natural, you can just skip over it when figuring out the time values. But let's say you wanted to hold out the first sound, like in the word shoe. And let's use our sample quarter note, which has a time value of 500. If we put the SH sound at 100 and the UW sound at 400, it would sound like this, shoo. If we put the SH sound at 200 and the UW sound at 300, it would sound like this, shoo. If we put the SH sound at 300 and the UW sound at 200, it would sound like this, shoo. And if you put the SH sound at 400 and the UW sound at 100, it would sound like this, shoo. Any sound that can be held out can be assigned to any time value. This is the end of this lesson track.